Hello and welcome back to Reality Check. Just a standard quick ad up top. If you're listening to these podcast episodes and you think you might like some personalized help with issues in your life, just shoot me a message using the contact form linked at the top of this page. Okay, so jumping right into it this week, I've got a question on the topic of jealousy. It reads, I've been dating my boyfriend for about 8 months. We love each other very much, and everything is going well, except for the fact that I get very jealous whenever he hangs out with other women. It's caused us to fight more and more. I don't want the relationship to end, but I don't know how to stop being jealous, or even if I should stop. I get different advice from all my friends, some saying that if I respect myself, I would dump him for not listening to my feelings, and others saying I'm making a big deal out of nothing. How do I get a grip on this? All right, so there's a few things we have to dissect before we can arrive at definitive answers here. The first thing we have to do is separate emotions from reality, or more precisely, emotions from events or actions. Given the parameters you mentioned, it sounds like the only thing that's triggering your jealous emotions is the fact that he has female friends that he spends time with. Now, much like in a court of law, we have to start asking questions to see if there's any reason to presume guilt. Guilt being a metaphor for the likelihood of him cheating. Has he cheated on you in the past? Has he ever cheated on anyone in the past? If so, what were the circumstances of those past times? Have you ever cheated on him or anyone in your past? The purpose of these questions is to separate actual track record from baseless fear. As a small aside, that last question is a lot more important than you may think. If you have a track record of cheating on your past boyfriends, then there's a very good chance that your fears are merely self-projections. You feel untrustworthy, and you project that outwards and feel like everyone else is untrustworthy as well. But these are all questions you have to ask. Then once you get the answers, you can begin to figure out just how appropriate your feelings of jealousy are. If he's cheated on you in the past, then it makes total sense that you would worry about it happening again. However, if he's never done that, and especially if he's never cheated on anyone, then at that point, it really is you creating a problem out of nothing. Now, the funny thing about all this is that there may be valid reasons to feel jealousy, and there may not be. But jealousy is what I call a tell. It's an indicator of something being very wrong. It's the proverbial canary in the mineshaft. If you experience jealousy, warranted or unwarranted, it means you need to pay attention and fix something that's broken, either with the relationship or with yourself, and often both. Let's look at it from both sides. Say he is cheating on you. That would mean that your jealousy is, you know, quote-unquote, justified. So yes, your emotions are reflecting real-life concerns, but what does that actually tell you? It means that you've somehow gotten yourself involved with someone that is likely to deliberately hurt you, or at the very least, be extremely thoughtless towards you. Does that make sense? If you think that that's the kind of guy you deserve, what does that say about your own self-worth? You're basically telling yourself, I don't deserve someone who respects me enough to stay monogamous. Now, on the flip side, if your jealous emotions exist without any reality-based evidence to back them up, what does that say about you? It could say many different things, but broad strokes, it could mean that you have issues with abandonment, or perhaps you fear commitment so that you find ways to sabotage a good relationship because you don't want to get close, which would lead to feeling emotionally vulnerable with him. There are any number of reasons that jealousy could exist without evidence, but none of them are good, and all of them indicate that you probably shouldn't be in a relationship with anyone until you figure yourself out more. So basically, jealousy is a destructive state to exist in, and it doesn't matter why it's there. I mean, it does matter, but ultimately it doesn't. It's like saying, well, I have a right to drink this poison, it's my body. Okay, fine, you may have the moral right, but is that smart? If you say, it makes total sense that I'm jealous, okay, but do you really want to be in that situation where you're miserable and hurt and, you know, worried all the time? The whole point of a relationship is to add to your life, not to subtract from it, not to make it worse. So that's how jealousy should be viewed. It's an alarm. It's blaring a warning at you that something is very wrong, and it's going to be loud and shrill and annoying until you fix the reason that it's going off. Living with it, or making excuses to why it's justified, is missing the point. The person most being hurt by your jealousy is you. If he's a cheater, you don't need him. And if he's not a cheater, you need to take the focus off of him and redirect it onto your own self-esteem. Now, one final caveat regarding the advice you got from some of your friends. You mentioned the idea that if he really loves you and respects you, he would change his behavior to accommodate your feelings. Okay, I can't stress this enough. This is relationship suicide. A healthy relationship is, above all, about sharing ideas and communicating. Emotions are solipsistic, which in layman's terms mean they're entirely subjective and they cannot be shared. Human beings cannot share emotions, but they can share reason, logic, you know, objective reality, all using language. So the only basis upon which you can ask someone you're dating to change his behavior is if there's a logical reason for him to do so. You can absolutely tell him your feelings, and he can try to work through them with you. But to demand that your feelings will dictate how things are going to go, regardless of the facts of reality, will mean that eventually he'll get sick of the unrelatable and capricious nature of your relationship. In short, he'll get sick of the fact that he can't count on stability, because it doesn't matter what he does, it only matters how you feel. And this is true outside of the issue of jealousy, too. The healthiest relationships are the ones where each person views their emotions as their own individual issues to work through, and the relationship itself rests only on concrete reality. If you get into a fight over something, the best course of action is to always jointly figure out what actually happened and how it differs from your emotional interpretation that you both took away from it. And then you can work together to figure out how to get everybody's emotions in line with reality. This is why the cliche of men appeasing their wives by apologizing whenever she gets angry, regardless of whether there was actually any wrongdoing, is such a bad idea. But that's a whole other issue that's very large and should probably be saved for another podcast episode. But to finish up answering the question, I would say the best course of action that you can take right away is to cool things off with him for a week or so and really introspect and figure out why you feel this way. Ultimately, it's your issue to fix, not his, because it's your emotions. Either you need to leave him because he's proven he's untrustworthy, or you need to gain self-esteem so that you don't sabotage healthy relationships. All right, that about wraps up this episode. I'll talk to you all again next week.